WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Oil and Lube, Traditions Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees have approved the purchase of land for a new campus in West Bryan. Groundbreaking on the first building on 94 acres at Leonard Road and FM 2818 is anticipated later this year, with the first classes starting the year after next. Blinn trustees president Douglas Bohart noted the location's proximity to Highway 47 and FM 60 as one of the reasons for selecting the property.
It will serve as a centerpiece for future development in West Bryan while respecting the city's current infrastructure. Blinn College will begin immediately to work closely with the City of Bryan and other partners to develop this property with a goal of hosting classes as early as the fall of 2017.
When fully developed, the new campus will accommodate 10 to 15,000 students. The land will cost $3.8 million. That and construction expenses will be covered by bonds and a capital campaign. Blinn's current campus at 29th and Villa Maria will continue to be used, as well as administrative offices that are in the process of being moved to the Tejas Center. Texas A&M schools, system schools and agencies have finished their first round of presentations to state lawmakers. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is a member of the House Appropriations Committee.
From a standpoint of what we would like to do locally, I think we're probably trying to help A&M that helps our community. A&M has cut their expenses and put that money of their administrative expenses and putting that into salaries and education and also in research. So I think that's good.
The flagship campus recently announced eliminating more than $8 million of non-faculty positions, though officials have not released any details. The family of Atkinson Toyota dealerships has grown to South Dallas. Paul Atkinson has announced the purchase of what's been an underperforming store.
That whole area has lots of good old Aggies there. And our name, for the number of years that we've been here in Bryan, now having that name recognition in Dallas should be helpful. We're looking at a $6 to $7 million expansion of the facility, just a facility improvement.
Darren Day was promoted from Bryan to become general manager of the new location. Atkinson says they're in talks to acquire between 2 and 4 more dealerships. A Bryan man whose car failed inspection in College Station is accused of threatening to shoot the inspector. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Jeremy Galvan denies displaying the 9mm pistol that police found in the car, along with 4 magazines containing a combined 81 bullets. The inspector said before he called police, Galvan pointed the gun to the ground and yelled that he wasn't paying for the inspection fee, and if he had to, he'd get his car keys back by force. After calling police, the inspector said Galvan paid for the inspection and begged for his keys so he could leave before officers arrived. Galvan was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 2 more members of the Bryan Police Department's 10 most wanted list have been arrested. 22-year-old Joel Olivara of College Station was caught after leading officers on a foot chase from a disturbance. Olivara was wanted for 8 warrants on assault and drug charges, along with a motion to revoke probation on 2 prior convictions of possession of a controlled substance. And another man wanted for 2 years on a criminal trespass charge, 64-year-old Kenneth Mize, was arrested yesterday, according to the police department's Facebook page. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Traditions Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's time for the Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball. Join us February 28th for Boots and Bells, an evening at the county fair. And get ready for delicious food, great music from Rick Trevino and me, Clayton Gardner. The best midway in town and a good old country time. Of course, it all benefits the American Cancer Society as they finish the fight against cancer. So get your tickets today at BrazosCountyCBB.org and join Rick and I for a night at the fair you won't forget. February 28th, the Brazos County Expo.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudy for today. There's the chance of a stray shower. Temperatures will be up to about 65 to 70, and the winds will be picking up as well. Cloudy tonight, windy, maybe a shower or two overnight, lows near 65. Cloudy, windy, the chance of a couple of showers tomorrow, highs near 75. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, breezy with lows around 50. Clouds are back on Sunday, breezy, chance of a shower, cooler, a high of 55 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time for our regular Friday visit with State Representative Kyle Cassell, who joins us from Austin. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing good. How are you today?
Very good. Thanks. Let's, start right off with earlier this week, the State of the State address from the newly elected governor. What were your thoughts there?
I thought it was a well laid out state of the state. He hit some key issues, and, you know, he named four particular: early education, transportation funding, border security, and tax relief. And, you know, that's, I think, the mission of this, the House and the Senate. So we're all three working together. And, you know, early education is the key to the economic success we're having. We need the educated workforce, and we need to start at the beginning of these child's lives.
Now, you know, there's going to be some expense involved, and we've talked to, you know, our two superintendents here in Brazos County about that. You know, early education is a wonderful thing, but if you're already strapped, and with the monies that you've got, then where do you come up with the additional funds to be able to do that?
It's going to be tough. He allows for a certain amount of money to be put in those pre-K programs. It's certainly not at the level that the school districts want. And then in the next breath, he talked about 3% cuts across the board in agencies. So I enjoyed sitting in the State of the State, and I'm lucky to have two or three appropriation members around me. And you can see their faces. They get to go to work this week. And, of course, I think they're meeting in the morning, so are meeting here in a little bit. So it's going to be tough on the appropriation side.
Yeah, it will. Now, from a, again, basically agrarian district that you have, what did you hear for the rural residents of Texas in the State of the State address that you liked?
Well, from the rural aspect, we'll stick with schools. I have 31 ISDs, and all my superintendents talk about all-day pre-K and pre-K opportunities to get these kids ready for kindergarten and first grade and close that reading gap by the time they get to third grade. Transportation, you know, my district lays right in the middle of the triangle between Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, and Houston. So that means better roads and better opportunities for people in District 12. Border security, that affects everybody. So tax relief, you're going to have a cheer from every corner of the District 12.
Sure. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin this morning. What will you say to that constituent who says, this governor didn't say anything to me about water rights?
Well, water is always an underlying issue, and we know that. We took care of Proposition 6 back in the primary in March, and water is important. We're still in a drought, and that's what folks need to realize. You know, when we talk about the opportunity to serve on natural resources this session, my team and I have been bringing in water experts once or twice a week just to get ready. And the new debate is talking about brackish water and fresh water. So it's going to be interesting. We got some more meetings next week, and we'll have a joint meeting with Energy Resources, and I think we're going to focus on water, and that will be Monday after we gavel out.
Okay, now tell me how Energy Resources works into this from a water question, because they'll need – go ahead.
Well, I just say, you look at all the people that are using water. Agriculture, we know, needs water. We know the municipalities need water. But with Energy Resources and talking about fracking and trying to produce as much oil and gas out of this country, water is a big issue there. And obviously, fracking and the use of water is one of the number one issues across the state.
Sure. Now, of course, tax relief, you're right. Everybody likes that. But, you know, this week we've discussed, I talked to the senator earlier this week, talked to Representative Rainey about it yesterday, and I'll talk to you about it today. You know, there is some talk about caps on appraisals and caps on those property values. And, you know, officials back on the county level and the city level are not going to like it if there are tax caps that are put on there.
No, they're not. And, you know, I've got five counties to deal with, five county judges, and they've been on the phone all week. And I'm thankful for the relationships we have, and we'll continue to work with them and see where this, the appropriations and Senate finance take us. And, you know, that's going to be a fun debate on the floor. And if folks need to understand that that's going to go to a conference committee. And, you know, I'm blessed, or House, we're going to send the best conferees we have to fight that battle for our local counties.
Sure. Finally, what's going to happen between now and when we chat again next Friday?
Well, I'm going to finally have some committee. You know, we waited, 3 weeks to get on committees, and now we're committees, and you've been waiting for me to go to a committee hearing. So we're going to – the House is moving at a slower pace than the Senate. We talked about the fact that we'll lap them once we get going, and we get going next week. And I'm excited to jump in this natural resources. Like you hit on it every time, and I think you and I have talked about it for the last 10 years. Water is the key to our success and the direction the state goes, and I'm glad to finally have a voice in that in the Natural Resources Committee.
State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. All right, let's turn our attention to local. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing well. Thank you.
You brought a guest?
I did.
So all you have to do today is introduce the guest, and you basically are done.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Place 5 on the council, but place 1 in our hearts, the Honorable Julie Schultz.
How are you today?
I'm great.
It's been a while since you've been here.
I know. You know what? We have a council retreat going on right now, and yeah. I ditched it to come to this.
So you're cutting class.
Yes, I am. And Jay says, you know, do you need to cancel? I go, only get to go on twice a year.
That's
no,
right.
I'm not canceling.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go see my friend, Scott.
I'll come back to the retreat because I do want to talk about that. But I also need to, as one member of council, get you to talk about the changes that you've made when it comes to getting natural resources out of the ground in College Station. How you voted for it, but give me mm-hmm. basically some background as to why you made that choice.
Because our staff spent months researching with an outside consultant who is in that business and trying to figure out what is the best policy. How can we have a policy that protects our citizens but also doesn't eliminate an industry that is important, not just in our community but in the state of Texas?
It is important, but it's controversial.
It is controversial, but what I found, there was a lot of disinformation, and it's so easy to say, I read it on the internet. Well, you know, you can read that the sky is purple on the internet.
Yep.
So it was very hard for council members to kind of make that. You're listening to people who sound intelligent saying things that were just very extreme. And you, at some point, you had to say, I didn't spend 6 months on this, you know, actually going in and going to drilling sites and really asking the questions. But our staff did. And they're saying, we strongly recommend this ordinance. We have to agree. We have to understand the work they put in, the thousands of people that they met with in the community, and they made this recommendation, and it was a strong recommendation from them. And I am not going to dismiss all the work they did by saying I know better.
Sure. Well, again, it would seem to me from a land right position, people should have the right to be able to do that.
Well, and you have to you have to have that. And we still have more restrictions than TCEQ requires and the Railroad Commission requires. We're still up there. It's not like we don't have restrictions. I mean, some of the oil companies that were there were not happy with the amount of insurance we were requiring, which I think is a little onerous, and we may relook at that. I didn't have time to really go into all of it. We were looking to the setback was the big issue. I talked to lots of folks about it, and it was one of those things that you had to go to the experts, really.
Right.
And we were getting a lot of feedback from the School of Petroleum Engineering, and truthfully, I have to know that they know more than I do.
Sure. Julie Schultz joining us this morning.
Let me say one thing. There would never be a time that I would purposely put our citizens that I really care about, because I'm doing this job for free, I would never put them in danger. And there has not been anything locally that's ever proven that there is a danger there.
Okay.
If I thought that, I would have changed. I would have voted in a different way.
Sure. Julie Schultz joining us this morning. And again, since you're not in here really often, as one member of council, I'd like to get your thoughts, because we continue to have increased population density at Northgate.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to have another one. The Domain is going up. You're going to move a lot of people through there on football weekends. You're going to have a lot of people living over there who are going to want visitors to come visit them in their new digs. I'm just concerned there's not enough infrastructure in Northgate, and if you're going to go now to even more super high density, what do you think the city has done to protect themselves there?
Well, I do think they're working on the infrastructure. I mean, I know a lot about the projects that go in over there. What you're doing is you're having to deal with a consumer product. The land is worth a lot of money, so you have a lot of people wanting to put things there. We have to work with them. We can't just say no more. We're done. The idea is, way before I was on council, was to make that an urban community. And that means density, and that means everything goes up. And, of course, it's our first attempt at that in the city of College Station. And so it's a learning process, and we seem to be doing historical things for the whole time I've been on council. But it, I think they're doing a good job. I'm not as concerned about the infrastructure as I am about the types of folks that have infiltrated there on, you know, Thursday nights, and the issues with in fact, it was weird that you asked me that. I had a conversation with our police chief yesterday about how things are changing in Northgate. Of course, I went there. You probably went there. It was full of students. There wasn't any crime of that I ever recall. But there is a group that, you know, folks come in there that are not students and are just, they do things like, you know, punch people in the face and videotape it.
What has elevated, what has brought that to the point that you wanted to, what brought that to your attention to the point that you wanted to talk to the police chief about?
Well, it's on the news. You hear about it a lot. And I've gone there, my first year on council, I actually went and hung out with the police officers on Halloween. And I just wanted to know how things had changed. They had reported some things to council, and I was trying to understand how it was. And you hear other stories that maybe the police are being overly picking on, you know, people. Of course, there's the, you know, athletes that you get in the news. And so I wanted to know myself what was going on. And I went down there, and it's very, very different than I remember going to school.
Well, there's a bar culture there, and certainly at night.
It really is.
Julie Schultz joining us this morning. Okay, so that's a pocket or a section of high density growth. Where do you see another one popping up in College Station?
Actually, I don't really see much. I don't see another center of activity as far as that kind of nightlife. That's really the center for us.
Let's move 10 years, okay?
I mean, it could land anywhere as the different areas get older and different types of businesses move out and others move in. It's anybody's guess. Our thought is to try to keep control of that and help older businesses be successful and try to make sure they have the services that they're needed. But the consumer drives a lot of that traffic, and I really don't have an answer to where I think there's a. If I could look into the future and go, here's a problem, I would definitely be working on it right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you have a thought that's why you're asking me that.
Well, I do have a thought, and that transitions into the focus group that y'all are, that you're cutting class from this morning. One of the things you talked about yesterday was that there need to be, and there will be, multi-million dollar improvements at Lincoln Center. Now, the people that surround Lincoln Center now are different than they were 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30
Absolutely.
Years ago when we
Absolutely.
Have lived here. So why are you putting more money into something when, in fact, the surrounding area has changed so differently?
Well, it still has people we need to serve. I mean, it hasn't changed. They haven't all gone away. There's still a lot of folks there that need the types of things that we're putting in place. I will agree with you that landscape is changing every day. Moving forward, a lot of those improvements were put on the books, you know, it could be as many as 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when we did our last CIP. But what's going on now, and we did talk about this yesterday, I brought it up at the retreat, the affordable housing and the different programs that we have, we're running out of places to do those programs. And my question was to Debbie Eller, who's with Community Development, is where's our next area for low-income housing? Do we have a plan? If some big developer comes in and wants to take over Southgate Village because it's very expensive, valuable property, where are all those people going to go? Because you know as well as I do, it's just coming. You know, the developers are just inching into that neighborhood. You can drive there and see the difference. Every day it looks different. And it is valuable land. And, of course, you know yourself, you have a piece of property and someone comes and offers you a good deal of money, you're going to take it.
So what did Debbie say to you about that? Because it is. It's a very real problem.
She said that we don't have a plan. We're looking at it. We're looking at the options. You know, the governmental programs really tie your hands on a lot of things. They put things on a point system, so you have to. Basically, she told me yesterday, one of the things that they really push for, the governmental programs, is as putting these types of things in a high valued area, like with the highest school level and the most expensive property. Well, you know, that's not going to work. So we have to find something else. Do we go and look at properties that maybe need some help and try to find where there's a cluster of those and start offering that kind of assistance? Do we start buying up older apartment complexes and try to rehab them with those types of funds and make it a place for affordable housing? A lot of it has to do with the number of bedrooms you can find and the location. Of course, the older, more dilapidated places that may be willing to let you come in there and rehab it are eventually going to be just as valuable as where we are now. They're all really close to the university. And if our growth continues, then that might be, you know, an overly valued property in less than 10 years.
So today is the second day of the retreat. What's on the agenda for today that's really an important thing as far as you're concerned?
Well, we're actually only talking about one thing. Okay. We actually could have done it yesterday because we had enough time, but it wasn't on the agenda, so we couldn't. We had to. They didn't think about it until later, so we posted it for today. We're going to sit down with our city manager and just go over some of his thoughts, try to just have a really open line of communication where we're all there, and it's an open opportunity for us to ask him questions, him to give us information, instead of us all trying to take up his time by meeting with him individually or him constantly dealing with emails. We're just going to go through some of the long-range plans that he personally is looking at and some of the other concerns that he may have, and then we'll talk about our concerns with him. That's really all we're doing this morning.
So we'll make a note that on February the 19th, 2015, the College Station City Council got together and met so fast that you covered everything in a shorter amount of time than you planned. Is that right?
That's actually, I made a comment yesterday that, you know, we were having to go to a second day. We don't normally go to a second day. We get it done in one day. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a thing. We try to be respectful of not just the folks that are on council's time, because several of us are business people, mm-hmm. but our staff, who is, I will tell you from the report yesterday, they are moving and shaking and running with their hair on fire because they are so busy. And I'm not, it's every department. Yeah.
Mr. Sokol, make note, apparently the difference is when the meeting is streamed on the internet or on television, they go longer, just to let you know.
Duly noted.
Okay. We try very hard not to go longer. That is a mayoral mandate.
So now, and let's talk. You are in a kind of an unusual position because you own an engineering company, and so you've had to recuse yourself. You mm-hmm. had to last week. Tell me about that recusal situation and how that kind of makes you feel. I mean, there obviously could be a lot of thoughts there.
Well, I appreciate you asking me that because I have a definite thought about that. My purpose on being on council was I felt like that I wasn't represented as a business owner. Most of the folks on council didn't own businesses. I didn't feel like they understood what happens to me and the things that I need. I could tell that by the policies that were being put in place. So I decided to run, and I go around town encouraging other business people to do the same. We need to be represented on our council. Yes, it is difficult, and this is a small town, and I literally could have a conflict of interest with almost every single person that comes up there. As far as not financially, I'd get no financial gain from the majority of the people that come up. The time I recuse myself is what the law requires. The city of College Station adopted the state's regulation, which you have to recuse yourself if someone who is brings more than 10% of your revenue and they are coming before council asking for something, then you must recuse yourself. I try to stick to that specific rule, because if I don't, then the people I represent don't have a way of understanding what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Why is she doing this time but not this time, and so on. I try very hard to always make the right decision and do what is right for the community. It is not about me.
Sure.
I mean, you don't come and do this job and spend this many hours and do it for free when it's, you know, a thing for you to gain some financial benefit.
Right.
I spend more money than I get.
Well, again, we have two business owners on council now, and that's a pretty neat thing. That doesn't always happen in college.
And we made the ability to Skype in, which is a great thing, because we are doing things. We are traveling, and a lot of people in the community, and, you know, I worked at the Chamber of Commerce, and I heard it over and over and over. We represented businesses, and the businesses didn't feel like they were being represented. They had a lot of complaints. But when you talk to them about, well, why don't you step up and do something about it? Well, it's going to hurt my business. Because we did have a very what the charter said at the time that I got on council left you wide open. It was so vague that we looked at changing just to make it so that everybody knew what the rules really were. And the voters voted to change the charter mm-hmm. and to make it so that it followed the state's requirement. So now we understand, and I try to help them understand, you can have a business and you can be on council. Please consider doing that. It does take, you know, time away from your business. I will 100% agree with that. But if you have the opportunity to make things better, you know, make that 3-year commitment and, you know, just try it. See how far you can get in trying to help other businesses succeed.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Can I make a little comment?
Sure.
I have a nephew who is a Corps of Cadet, and he's in the Corps of Cadets. He mm-hmm. is a cadet, and he is a Ross volunteer, and he is running for senior Yale leader. And today is the last day that you can vote.
Okay.
Vote for Kyle Cook, my sweet boy.
Okay. Does that get you, like, better seats at the football game
or something? Doesn't do a thing than make my sweet little nephew happy and know his aunt is behind him 100%.
Makes you proud. Okay.
Yes, I am very proud.
Did you make
of him.
Campaign signs for him and stuff like that?
I didn't, because that. Have you seen their campaign signs?
Those
I mean,
gigantic
they're
things
gigantic.
They hold up.
They
over
have
there.
A whole team, because he's on the 5 for Yale, so it's all 5 core members that
I
are
see.
Together. So they have a very nice thing. I just do my little tiny bit to try to help my sweet nephew.
All right. Thank you so much.
Vote Kyle Cook.
Okay. On that note, you have anything else for us?
Movies in the Park, Saturday, February 28th, cstx.gov/movies.
All right, that's our visit with the folks from the City of College Station. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M has a 3-game series with Penn State this weekend. It all starts at 6:35 tonight, 2:05 on Saturday, and 1:05 on Sunday for the 3 games against Penn State. Aggies have started the year going 4-0. For Penn State, they are 0-3. Will Bolt handling the offense this year for Rob Childress and the Aggie baseball team. Ask him how the first 4 games have gone, if pretty much stuck to the game plan.
Yeah, I think so. I think the main thing with our guys is nobody's going to try to be the hero. I think we all have confidence in each other, and I think the swings and the approaches have kind of been indicative of that. The guys, you know, trust the approach, trust their teammates, and the main thing is we want to be relentless in the lineup 1 through 9, and for that matter, you know, all the way down to our 16th or 17th hitter, we want to make sure that anybody that steps in the box is going to be a tough out.
Texas A&M assistant baseball coach Will Bolt on the team's offensive production. All right, again tonight, 6:35. We'll have the broadcast at 6 o'clock over many of these same stations. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, a look at some new gadgets that want to change our lives forever. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Sure, you know that online marketing is critical to growing your business, but where do you start? You might know a tech-savvy person, but online marketing is much more than building a website. Getting found online is complex, challenging, and always changing. The best place to start is YP. They're the largest marketing agency for local businesses in America and have over 80 million potential customers searching YP.com and the YP app each month. YP can help you with marketing services from web design to search engine marketing. Right now, YP is giving you a free business scan, the essential first step to being found online. YP will measure your company's online health, from the accuracy of your business information to how hard it is for customers to find you across online directories and search sites like Google, YP, Yahoo, and dozens more. Potential customers are searching for you every day, but can they find you? YP can help. To start your free business scan, visit myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Not a day goes by that I don't hear about some new gadget promising to change our lives forever. This week was an especially weird week. For starters, there's the new high-tech internet-connected Hello Barbie that can have a two-way conversation with your kids. Parents control the topics kids can talk to Barbie about, but let's hope Barbie doesn't get hacked like the Kayla doll did, who recently started reading 50 Shades of Grey aloud to little girls. Then came news of the robotic zipper. The Zipperbot knows when you've eaten too much and automatically adjusts to make space for your belly. Facebook is getting into virtual reality. They're developing new apps so that this way you can share entire experiences with your friends, things like Candy Crush scores. Finally, a student in Nova Scotia released new vanishing cream for tattoos. Rub the cream on, and away go those memories that seemed like a good idea at the time. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The location of Blinn College's second Brazos County campus is now official. Trustees have approved the nearly $4 million purchase of 94 acres in West Bryan at Leonard Road and FM 2818. When fully developed, there will be 10 to 15,000 students. Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says what will initially be built has not been determined.
We know that we are driven by the need for more additional labs space. We've really run out of lab space on this campus. So to say that it would be a STEM building, now if that's one building or two buildings, how that will be built, I'm going to leave that up to the architects, but it will be master planned for our growth.
Brian Mayer, Jason Bianski, who attended Blinn, anticipates additional retail and residential development.
I would also like to acknowledge the foresight of our former city councils who had the vision to invest in the west side of Bryan, an investment that has paid off with unprecedented growth throughout the BioCorridor, the Health Science Center, Traditions, the Atlas Master Plan development, and numerous other residential developments, the new Walmart Shopping Center, improved and expanded infrastructure, and now the new Blinn campus.
Bond financing and a future capital campaign will pay for the new campus. College Station police this week arrested a Caldwell woman on charges from an incident that took place on Christmas Eve. 34-year-old Nicole Porter is out on bond following her arrest for child endangerment and aggravated assault with a weapon, the weapon being her full-size SUV. According to the arrest report, the incident was in the parking lot outside the Ross store. Following a disturbance inside the business between Porter and her ex, she's accused of ramming her Suburban at least six times into the car driven by the ex with his current girlfriend and their two-and-a-half-year-old child as passengers. A Bryan man was arrested twice this week. Freedom for 19-year-old Tyler Sanchez was 26 hours after he was released at 2 in the morning on Wednesday on a warrant accusing him of striking an unattended vehicle. Sanchez was arrested by College Station police yesterday just after 4:30 in the morning for breaking into a vehicle parked north of Oaks Park. The latest arrest was after a witness tried to stop Sanchez and two others walking through a parking lot carrying backpacks. Sanchez was found hiding behind a shed with property removed from the vehicle parked on Olympia Way. Jail records indicate this is Sanchez's fourth arrest in the last 8 months. There's a shortage of new doctors in Texas. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says that's due to not having enough GMEs or graduate medical education slots.
And they're not funded very well. So we have more graduates who are leaving the state to go to their residencies and not coming back. So what we need to do is create more of those GMEs so that we can keep our doctors inside the state of Texas.
Rainey was told new doctors will establish practices within 30 miles of where they did their residencies. The Texas Supreme Court has granted the Attorney General's office request for a hold on two same-sex marriage cases from Austin. One involves a probate trial and the other a marriage license. The revelation of the marriage license to two women was announced by Travis County officials who say the couple, who was described as medically fragile, were married in a ceremony presided over by a rabbi immediately after getting the license. The couple then held a news conference where Sarah Goodfriend announced she has ovarian cancer and Suzanne Bryant noted it was bittersweet that there are thousands of other Texans who would like to have their relationship recognized.
You know, we can't control what the AG's office wants to do, and if they want to come in and try and undo this, they will. But we have a valid marriage license, and I don't think they can.
But Texas A&M Law School professor Meg Penrose says someone's medical emergency should not elevate their constitutional rights above another American citizen.
I really don't care what people think about the substance of same-sex marriage. This approach is really problematic constitutionally. This is not the way you would like to see any rights be broadened.
The Supreme Court order did not invalidate the license. Attorney General Ken Paxton says he is seeking to void the license through other means that he did not disclose. Brazos Valley's Toyota dealerships have expanded to South Dallas. Paul Atkinson says he was contacted about acquiring what was an underperforming location, similar to the circumstances when the Bryan dealership was opened in 1999.
Combination of having great people, which we've been very, very fortunate in these two communities to have great people, and those people write some very, very good processes on how we do our business, and that's what's made us successful. And obviously, having Toyota product doesn't hurt either.
The new Atkinson Toyota South Dallas will do some of the same philanthropic projects as in Bryan College Station in Madisonville. And marketing plans include visits by Repo Joe, who is seen at the other locations.
You know, get a staff completely built and prepared and get the inventory bought in order to have a Repo Joe sale. Darren and I were laughing about this last weekend. If we ran a Repo Joe sale now, we would run out of used cars in the first weekend.
Atkinson says expansion talks continue, looking to have a total of 5 to 7 locations in the next few years. WTAW News Time, 8:41 at 60 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Obamacare will affect everybody in one way or another. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. For the people who didn't have health insurance, it could be difficult to prepare your taxes. Let us assist you through the maze that is Obamacare. Voted best of the Brazos Valley 10 years running for taking care of our individual and business clients and tax preparation for both. Just another reason why you need a professional that's available year-round. And we love to see people happy and successful. Let Bottom Line help you get there. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. 6-9-1-2-3-4-5.
That greener pasture could be yours very soon. The 5085E John Deere utility tractor from Sioux Falls Prater was born with you in mind. Built to handle any chore from the pasture to work site, it's just waiting for a driver. It's everything you need and nothing you don't, with a variety of options to choose from. For a limited time, up to $6,000 off with a competitive trade. The time could not be better. If you're on the fence to that greener pasture, you can demo this tractor at the Sioux Falls Prater equipment nearest you. Visit cptractor.com.
8:42, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Call me. It's a message to Mr. Downs. We were talking earlier. I told him I was too busy to talk to him. I couldn't do that. He's already at the airport.
You blew off the boss?
Well, yeah, I had stuff to do. We'll do the weather right now, and then maybe we'll get the weather from Toronto in a minute. The weather this morning is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofing.com.
I'll text him, tell him to call.
Cloudy for today. There's the chance of a stray shower. Temperatures will be up to about 65 to 70, and the winds will be picking up as well. Cloudy tonight, windy, maybe a shower or two overnight, lows near 65. Cloudy, windy, the chance of a couple of showers tomorrow, highs near 75. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, breezy, with lows around 50. Clouds are back on Sunday. Breezy, chance of a shower. Cooler, a high of 55 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yes.
Dudley Do Right. Brilliant. Brilliant.
See, and that's rude.
Is that rude?
That's just rude. And I'm standing here surrounded by quite possibly the most polite people on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And that's just rude for you to do that. However,
yeah.
Get me out of here.
Yeah.
I'm on the moving sidewalk here at the airport, and there's my gate going by. But that's okay. That's all right.
You know, one of the things we found out this
morning. Gate 64.
Yeah, that's right. We found out this morning. What time's your flight?
Oh, I got 30 minutes. Oh,
okay. Because we found out this morning one of the other foods that they have in Canada is ketchup cake.
Well, you know, you have to order that first. There were all look, I'm just going to tell you. Duck is a major thing.
Okay.
And I didn't order any of that. And there are things on there that look as if the French language played a major part in naming it. And I just don't trust that, you know.
Yeah.
I went into a fancy restaurant last night, and I looked at the menu and I understood absolutely nothing. And because I am old and have no shame, I said, "Do you think the chef could make me a hamburger?"
No.
And they did.
Really?
And so it was a good one.
Good.
It was really good.
It had duck in it.
duck burger. Yeah. But the thing that I will remember more than anything else is the briskness of minus 30 degrees below zero wind chill. And even real life citizens here in Kanukistan do believe that that's just too darn cold. And man, I'm there with you.
Now you're a wordsmith, you know, there's so many things that are hard. For instance, the first time you go to a NASCAR race, you can't capture the sound. When you see a rocket take off, you can't capture the sound. I mean, do you have any words that can really describe the cold that you have there?
Well, I can, but none of them are real. Okay, I'll tell you. The truth of the matter is when Lily, my lovely wife of these many years, my sainted wife, first stepped out into the wind chill, she pronounced words that I have not heard since the day that I accidentally I made an error.
Oh,
and so I it is, you know, and the loving words continued because I said, if you would turn around, I want to take a picture of you out here in the snow. And she pronounced that was a bad idea. So I think it was something along the lines of, hell no, keep moving, don't stop. And she had a point there, because there was a lot of statuary around that I fear may have been Texans in the past. But it was the other thing I discovered is that it doesn't matter how much your suit costs. It can be Brooks Brothers. It can be anything. You're going to wear earmuffs. Earmuffs and a suit. That's nothing. I mean, everybody has it on. Everybody who has a lick of sense is wearing it. I, on the other hand, did not. Well, face it. In Texas, you go in to buy earmuffs, they're going to have, My Little Kitty on them.
Yeah.
I told you.
Did you manage to not breathe through your nose, as was suggested?
I was just happy to be able to breathe at all.
Okay.
That was okay. Yeah. I think there's still a frozen spot on my lung I'll always have to tell the doctor about. But it was cold. It was cold. We made it over through sheer force of will from where we were at the CBC world headquarters,
right.
and got over to the CN Tower, but Lily said, "No more, this is it. I'm not going to be cold for another second longer." And she had a point.
Yeah.
So we turned around and retraced our steps. We found it was actually better to just pay the admission fee to go to the car show, and that way we could walk all the way through the convention center.
Yeah, because I imagine that the CN Tower is probably not heated up there, because it's pretty much a glass ball.
It's heated up there, but not heated on the way.
Yeah,
so
it was
just, you know, there was no way we couldn't handle it.
Well, we'll let you know that when you get back here, the high today is going to be 71, and tomorrow it's going to be 75, the way God intended it to be.
75 degrees.
Yep.
I'm lonesome.
Yep.
I am very lonesome. But, you know, and I don't even care that it's going to be raining. It can rain for 40 days and 40 nights for all I care, as long as it isn't hitting me in the head as a frozen precipitation.
You know,
and that's the thing.
On Monday, it's going to be 38. You'll probably be outside doing jumping jacks in your shirt sleeve and shorts, right?
When it gets down to 38 from this point on, I'm just going to jog.
There you go.
And that'll be fine. I have no fear of 38 degrees anymore. I've seen what actual kill you cold is like. It's too cold to snow.
I told you.
That's impossible.
Anyway. Have fun. Safe travels, Mr. Downs in Toronto. We'll see you later.
Very well. Good day.
Bye.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley, talking with Carpool, an organization you might not know too much about here in town, but doing great things every day.
We're Carpool. We're a student organization within Texas A&M University.
We're completely student-run, and our goal is to prevent drunk driving within the Bryan and College Station community. We were founded back in 1999 by Jeff Schaffelbein, who originally got a DUI and was convicted, and he had to go to different impact panels as part of his community service, and he was so affected by one story that he found something that would help prevent drunk driving. So that's us. We've been running for 15 years, and our biggest benefit is our annual gala, which is on March 7th this year. So it's open to everyone. It's really fun. It is this year at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest in Bryan. So it'll be March 7th, 2015 from 6 to 10 p.m. There's going to be a silent auction, dinner, a live auction. It's so much fun to go to, and everyone is invited. If you're wanting to buy tickets, you can purchase them at carpool.tamu.edu/gala. And that's a little bit about gala.
Now, I know college students are very aware of your organization, but this is for everyone, and it's a totally free service, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is completely free, and you don't have to be a student to use it, and you don't have to be intoxicated to use our service. Everyone does benefit from carpool, and it's not, you know, just for the college students who have a little bit too much fun at Northgate. It is for anyone who maybe needs a ride home. Maybe you're driving home late at night, your car breaks down, you can't get a hold of anyone, you can always call carpool and we can drive you back to your home. It's really a great service for anyone. It also keeps intoxicated drivers off the road, so it helps everyone in the community by keeping everyone else safe.
Definitely. And with this benefit, obviously, you are a volunteer organization, but you have costs. And so
exactly,
this is a way
exactly.
to cover those.
We do. Our operating budget is around $150,000 a year. And that is only about $40,000 of that is through the university and through grants. The rest is from fundraising, donations, and just our fundraisers like gala. carpool.tamu.edu/gala.
And if someone's new to town and they're not as familiar with your services, is that also provided on the website, say the phone number and how to use you guys?
Yes, it definitely does. So that is just on our normal website, which is just carpool.tamu.edu. So you can go there and find out a lot more information. It has how many rides we've given, which is 237,508 rides to date since our inception, which is awesome. And we have all the other information, our number, which is 979-693-9905. Ways to donate, about us, and more about our history.
That's carpool.tamu.edu/gala. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Chance of rain over the weekend, and my backup strategy for not being outside with my kiddo is to cuddle up and watch a little television. And you can do that with Suddenlink. Check out their on-demand Suddenlink Channel 1. 10,000 titles available. Bunch of them are free. TV, movie favorites. Suddenlink has it all. You can get a bunch of the titles, too. 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. They also do pay-per-views in HD. Speaking of pay-per-views, coming up next weekend, it's Weidman at Belfort if you're a UFC fan. Coming out next week is Whiplash, which is an Oscar-nominated movie, Big Hero 6, which is a fun one for the kids, and Beyond the Lights. The Suddenlink 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee. For that, there's no reason you shouldn't check it out. You really shouldn't. You can go in and talk to them in person if you want. They're down on 29th Street, kind of across from the television station. You can go online and do it at suddenlink.com. And the cool thing is, if you ever do have a trouble, and I don't think I ever have now that I think about it, but if you do, the customer service is right here in Texas. Again, go to suddenlink.com to get more. Switch and save with Suddenlink.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Corporate One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so Alaska has been named the happiest and healthiest state in U.S. America. Yawn. In 2013, Alaska held the eighth position in the Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index.
Well, global warming. It's not as cold anymore.
Yeah. A year later, the state climbed to the top of the list for the first time since 2008. To compile the list, researchers interviewed 176,000 United States residents. Now, was that weighted based on the population of each state? Because if that's the case, then they talked to 23 people from Alaska. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, So they talked to 176,000 U.S. American residents. Each participant asked to rate their happiness and health on a scale of 0 to 100. The categories included social life, Alaska,
okay, moose,
I guess, social life, financial stability, physical well-being, community involvement, and purpose in life. Well, of course, in Alaska, survival probably has to
do. Yeah. I'm happy to be alive today.
Right. The research has identified 11 states that have consistently placed high in the well-being index. Colorado and Hawaii have been in the top 10 for the last 7 years straight. Alaska, Iowa, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, South Dakota, Utah, Vermont, and Wyoming have reached the top 10 a minimum of three times in 2008. Texas is currently 10th, yes?
People's Republic of Vermont.
Yeah. Texas currently 10th. Here are the places that are above Texas. Alaska, Hawaii, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, Nebraska, Utah, New Mexico. With the possible exception of Hawaii, and it's expensive to live there. Would you want to live in any of those other places?
No. Absolutely not.
Utah, unless you're, yeah, like to do that. But anyhow, we're tied with New Mexico.
No, I'm not a skier, so I can see the benefits of living in a place where I can do that, but that's not my thing.
Again, we're tied with New Mexico. That's the only thing we're tied with New Mexico on, though.
Yes.
The bottom 10 have been pretty regular. West Virginia, Kentucky, and Indiana. Oh, and at Arkansas, they've been in the bottom 10 for 7 straight years. So,
poor guys.
Yeah. But again, and West Virginia, you know, has some of the most beautiful country in America,
but it
also has some really, really ugly places.
Yes, it does.
It's one of the ugliest capitals that I can remember being in. It's not very nice, but it's got a river that they dump stuff in that goes right through there, so there's not a lot you can do about that. The Oscars are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The Oscars are going to be here this weekend, and so let's see. 87th Oscars, Neil Patrick Harris is the host, 7:30 local time. Lots of red carpet stuff. Oh, and by the way, they're going to do their own half-hour pregame show, if you will, on ABC from 7 until 7:30. Next to the Super Bowl, the Oscar telecast has become a desired place. Last year's show pulled in the largest U.S. audience in 10 years, 43 million viewers. With that in mind, here are the favorites. For Best Picture, Birdman, 1-2 favorite. American Sniper, you knew wouldn't because of the content. You know, Hollywood's not going to love that show. Best Actor, Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. Best Supporting Actor, J.K. Simmons, Whiplash. Best Actress, Julianne Moore in Still Alice. Best Supporting Actress, Patricia Arquette in Boyhood. And the swag bag for the people who are going to be, out there on stage. It's worth a record $167,000. The swag bag.
Yep.
Last year, the bags were worth just $55,000, so they've jacked it up. The goodies include an $11,000 trip to Tuscany with a 3-night stay in a 5-star hotel. Okay. And
airfare not included?
Well, I guess not, but, you know, don't you already have your own jet anyway? And don't forget that they also have $36 worth of non-sticky vegan-friendly lip gloss in there as well, so you can touch everything.
The right equipment makes all the difference when you need to get hard work done. So get a Bobcat Compact Track Loader, a time-tested performer. Right now, Bobcat of the Brazos Valley has a limited-time offer. Purchase a new Bobcat Compact Track Loader and receive 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. Skip the financing for rebates up to $4,800. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-314-9222. Rebates vary by model with approved credit. Exceptions may apply. See dealer for details.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Now, ahead of the Oscars tomorrow night at 6 o'clock local time, it's the 35th Annual Razzie Awards. honoring the worst films. Up for worst film of the year, Transformers, The Legend of Hercules, Saving Christmas, the one with Kirk Cameron, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Left Behind. So we'll see. And again, as always, congratulations to Sandra Bullock, who actually showed up 1 year to get her
Razzie. Absolutely.
1952, on this date, the film African Queen opened in New York City, 1952. And while on Friendship 7, John Glenn orbited the Earth 4 hours, 55 minutes on this date in 1962.
And saw unexplainable things.
Yes, he did. And Larry King and Ross Perot together on television on Larry King Show.
Ross Perot said he'd run for president.
That was in 1992. Wish he hadn't done that. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News, right?